Gone.
And here we are, Scott Spears, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, 2019 Bratwurst Festival, WWGH Radio, live from Bucyrus, Ohio, and the parade has just kicked off. Local law enforcement officers coming by at this particular moment, and now we are seeing local auxiliary men passing by. Now, I have never been to a Bratwurst Festival parade. I would have to admit that. Terry, he's put together a bratwurst right now. Now, during the break, I had a bratwurst myself, and I ate it the proper way. Sauerkraut, bratwurst, bun, Worcestershire sauce. Now, Terry, you just squeezed a bunch of paraphernalia on top of that bratwurst. Do tell what's going on with your particular bratwurst.
Well, we got a bratwurst, bun, sauerkraut, horseradish, and some spicy mustard.
There you go. That thing is loaded up. He'll never get to sleep tonight, to be sure.
Thanks to Schmitz.
Absolutely. We thank Schmitz for that. Now, the German potato salad, I was not really sure. It looks a little different. Well, how is German potato salad different from regular potato salad?
Instead of being cold, like we're normally used to potato salad, it's warm. It's almost like a fried potato.
Now, is there mustard in German potato salad?
Yes.
All right. Did you understand that? There's mustard in German potato salad as well as regular potato salad.
Yeah, I think that's one way you could make it, I believe, right?
Could be. Now, passing us right now in the parade here is the local firefighters, I believe.
It was the fire dog, yeah.
So the fire dog has just passed by here. We're right on the parade route here in beautiful Bucyrus, Ohio. WWGH Radio's broadcast of the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, a tradition to be sure. Right here, smack dab in the center of beautiful Bucyrus, Ohio, the local fire department going by now. Bucyrus engine. Nothing like a cleaned up fire engine.
Yeah,
am I right or am I wrong about this, Terry?
Absolutely right.
Now, Terry is wolfing down right now a Bucyrus Bratwurst.
Courtesy of Schmitz.
I dropped the microphone. But right now, the Bucyrus EMS has stopped in front of us here. But the broadcast will not stop. It will go on through 8 o'clock tonight here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. What other radio station is broadcasting here from right now?
I don't think any other radio station unless Bucyrus probably has their own.
Now, the Bucyrus radio station, WBCO, great radio station here in Bucyrus.
You know, they have a lot of fire trucks in this parade.
That's the Bucyrus Ladder Truck Division of Bucyrus Ladder. Bucyrus Hook and Ladder. Now, when a parade happens, people come out from all ages, all areas. It's a tremendous thing to watch a parade.
You notice, I noticed in this parade, I don't know about you guys, but they don't do the sirens or nothing in this parade that often.
Now here, I can see coming down the midway are some very interesting things, and this is going to be something. This might be a good opportunity to take a picture coming up here. Now there's Brody. I believe I see Brody. Is that Brody? Yep, there he is. Brody on the back of the Aveda golf cart. Brody and Mrs. Brody. Very nice. Now there's a massive amount of balloons coming down the road right now. And I believe it says Aveda. Aveda balloons. Holy moly. These are the people of Aveda, a major healthcare provider here in Bucyrus, Ohio. And there are a multitude of people a part of this Aveda section of the parade. Now they have red, white, and blue balloons coming off their backs. They kind of look like flamingos or maybe peacocks. I'm not sure what that has to do with the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, but I'm sure if we ask one of these Aveda people, they would be able to tell us why the balloons are arranged in that particular manner.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about.
Well, the commentary on this parade, it's just like the Rose Parade. This is in the Osiris Bratwurst Festival has two parades. There'll be a parade tomorrow night as well.
Wait, really? What's in tomorrow night? Is the same thing here?
Well, no, they vary it up here in Osiris. Now, right here, we're seeing Trent Cornell, who is the Grand Marshal of the 2019 Bratwurst Festival Parade. Just blew by here.
Harry L. Martin,
2019. The helicopter is flying over again. There's Ron Barnes.
I just found out the helicopter ride is $40.
Now, do they charge by the pound?
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know. What do you think, Derek?
If they do, we're in trouble, me and Sean.
Well, it's an event of high excitement, high priority, and high excitement right now in Osiris, because a parade brings out the best in everybody. It'll make the grouchiest person happy. It'll make the happiest person grouchy. It'll just change your mood within a second. Now, right now, here comes a massive tractor carrying the Osiris royalty. Holy mackerel. Dirndls everywhere.
You wanted dirndls? You got them.
That was the 2019 Osiris.
What we got here?
McLean.
Jeff McLean,
state rep. Reardon McLean.
Reardon McLean, the state rep.
Who's Jeff McLean?
He's a state rep that's from Upper Sandusky.
But we are in Osiris. And how are we sounding in Osiris? Right now, as we're in the center of it all. 7 o'clock hour here on WWGH Radio. People are walking down the midway here with aliens.
Jeff Reaser, the mayor, going by.
Is it Reaser or Reiser?
Either one. Reaser, Reiser.
You say tomato, I say tomato. People coming from the games that are being played here. Oh, my word. What a night it is here at the Osiris Bratwurst Festival 2019. Now we're seeing the Osiris City Council members in a pickup truck. That is a sight as well.
Awful small to be city council. Oh, is that their kids? Oh,
I believe that might have been the kids from the city council.
Okay. I thought that was their city council.
Was that girl asking for a pot?
I think so.
I certainly hope so. My word. What a day. And we're coming through loud and clear back in Marion, Ohio?
Yep, sure.
Well, that's all you need. You just need to be here. You need to be in Osiris, and you have a few days to get over here and enjoy yourself. Partake in the bratwurst, partake in the sauerkraut, the German potato salad, the beautiful people who are here who maintain this little piece of heaven in Osiris, Ohio.
And when you come, I'm sure you'll find a lot to do. There's games all the way up and down the midway here. There's all kinds of food vendors, so a little bit of something for everybody.
There's scads of things to do. We're talking about scads. Now I hear a band coming down the midway, strong and hard. Now I would bet these are the kids from Osiris High School. What do you think, Sean?
I believe so, yeah.
Now I think you've probably got 5 words in this particular, Marshall McPeak is here, the weatherman. Is that of high excitement?
I think so.
Now, as you can hear, a band is about to pass by.
Yeah, it's going to start getting loud.
All right, you're going to be in for some entertainment now back in Marion. I'm not even going to try to talk over this. Here are the kids from Osiris High School.
We got the Ohio Polytech undefeated softball team. Thank you.
What a band that was! They were playing those instruments like they knew what they were doing, and that's just what you want to hear.
Absolutely. That's one of the things I love about festivals is a good high school band, and that band definitely knew what they were doing. So
that was probably the Colonel Crawford band, wasn't that?
Yeah, probably Colonel Crawford or Winford. Here's the Winford truck here. So
that might have been Winford.
I wasn't sure. I didn't get a really good look at the uniforms, but it was probably either Colonel Crawford, Winford, or Bucyrus High School, one of the three.
Now, it's kind of interesting because Winford is a tremendous school in what area of Bucyrus?
It's around the north end. I think around like North Robinson and stuff, or maybe that might be Colonel Crawford. They might be at the southern end maybe of Bucyrus.
And I can tell you this, I'm watching it firsthand right now as the parade passes by. This is a parade of food. There is good food all over here. There is bratwurst. There is sauerkraut. There is lemonade. It's freshly squeezed. There is Philly cheesesteaks. There are pizzas. The food is flowing in Bucyrus, Ohio on this Friday night.
It looks like there's all kinds. There's numerous floats in this parade. There's just a lot of people here. Everyone seems to be in good spirits. It's a great atmosphere here tonight.
And when you have a great atmosphere like that and you have great weather, it really makes for an event that is unrivalable in any area of the world.
Sure does, and it's a very good evening for a lot of good entertainment tonight, that's for sure.
Well, people just have to, in a particular event like this, you say, well, you know, the world's spinning, life goes on, but here in Bucyrus, it's a happy night as life goes on.
Yeah, like I say, I mean, this like you said earlier, this is kind of just a little piece of heaven right here. It's a nice evening. I'm sure they're going to partake in some adult activities when everything's done here. You'll have some bands at the beer garden. I'm sure some beverages will be flowing, and everyone's going to be having a good time. And just hopefully everybody's responsible. Nobody gets in any trouble. We're going to make it a great night.
Now, have you ever been to Shrines Art Park?
I've never been there.
Beautiful place, a lot of stuff going on there. Tremendous. As the parade keeps on coming here. Now, what street are we on?
We are on.
It's not 34th, is it?
I'm not sure what street it is.
Well, as we're trying to get the information as to what street this might be, I can tell you, it is a street, it is a little piece of heaven, anywhere you want to be. It's Main Street America, that's all you need to know. Main Street America.
I'll find out.
As the helicopter rolls over again. What are you doing?
I'm looking to the volunteer to see what street we're in.
Oh, okay, well we're going to find out. There's a lot of balloons in this parade, and everybody loves balloons. I've seen a lot of balloons in this particular parade, a lot of red, white, and blue, a lot of Americana, if you will. America, Americana is where we are. This is Main Street America right now.
I'm guessing the America theme is probably the theme for this parade, since I'm seeing so much Americana stuff in the parade. That's what my guess would be, is that would be the theme of this parade.
That's a 1925 Ford that just passed us by.
Looks like we're on the address that we're on is 324 South Sandusky Avenue.
We're on the South Sandusky Avenue as opposed to down there, which is the North Sandusky Avenue. We're on the southern end, the southern tip of Sandusky Avenue in Bucyrus, Ohio. Now, this is tremendous because I've always heard that the southern tip of Sandusky Avenue was the tip you wanted to be on if you were going to be in Bucyrus during the Bratwurst Festival.
Yeah, that's I've often been told that this is the best end of Sandusky to be at for the parade and for the Bratwurst Festival as this end, so we definitely got a good spot here.
We're talking about Holmes Township just passed by with their fire engine. If you're in Holmes Township, they will take care of you. Where is Holmes Township?
Holmes Township, I believe, is just on the outskirts of Bucyrus here. It'd be kind of like the equivalent to maybe like a Green Camp or a New Bloomington or something like that. I think it's just on the outskirts of of Bucyrus.
Now, we just saw Tanker 262 pass by. Tanker 262 of Liberty Township. Have you ever been to Liberty Township?
I have not, actually. I don't even know where that is.
Where do you think Liberty Township is?
Liberty Township is probably, once again, on the outskirts of Bucyrus, maybe on maybe to the west.
How factual is the information that you're putting over the airwaves right now to the folks back in Marion, Ohio?
Well, I think I would definitely probably fact check it if I was them. See how close, how accurate I am.
Get out your Google is what that means, folks. Oh, here comes some cheerleaders. I can hear them. Steps away. Now, these are the cheerleaders from... They're award-winning cheerleaders. I can see that. They have a trophy.
The Large Varsity Cheer Competition winners.
All right, and they were winners. They came back with the trophy. You can't go wrong now. Now, here's the Whetstone Township Fire Department. Whetstone Township represented here in the fire engine section of this parade.
Whetstone is another little bird on the outskirts of...
Oh, here you go again. And how big is the skirt on the out of this town?
It's almost quite like a dirndl, I guess. It's about you know, that about as large as a dirndl.
The larger the dirndl, the better the German potato salad.
My brain's fried. I ate all this food.
How much German potato salad did you put away?
I ate a lot of German potato salad, so... I'm gonna pay for it later.
Now, where is your family from?
My family originates from England and Wales.
But tonight, it's 80% German.
You got it. Now, here comes some former veterans here walking up the sidewalk here.
That's very nice, and it's always great to be here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival 2019. They kicked off this parade, and that was always good to see.
Yeah, it's always good when the auxiliary members come out and they're in their uniforms and they kind of kick the parades off. It's one of my favorite parts of it.
They kick it off in the professional way, the proper way, the right way. And we are thanking again WBCO 107.5 FM here in Bucyrus for partnering up with us for this big event, giving us electricity.
That's right. They are very nice people, too. I went over there to talk to them.
And what did you find about the people at the great WBCO?
Very nice to talk to. They are very friendly.
Now, here again in the fire engine section of this parade, we now are seeing... Wyandotte East. Now, do you know where that is, Terry?
That's another little bird.
No, it's not a little bird. Don't start with your spiel again. Whoa, we got some music there.
Ready or not, we had a little music there.
Whoa, and we got some horns going here.
This is from Jefferson Town.
Did you know that song?
I did not know that song.
Different kind of a song here in Bucyrus. Boy, I'll tell you, if you can... Jefferson Township now. The late Thomason Jefferson's Township is being represented here.
To the east.
No, it's not to the east. Oh, my folks. What a team we've got over here. It's Terry Tackett. It's Sean Kraft. It's myself, Scott Spears. We're broadcasting live from the center of Bucky Russ, Bucyrus, Ohio. Where it's never a dull moment, to be sure.
Well, it looks like we have the Bucyrus Redmond marching band here. Bucyrus High School.
Here comes the marching band. I can hear them. The clarinets, the tubas, the bongos, the band. Who's ringing that god? Excuse me. What?
They about lost it.
Hey, we're back. Here, WWDH Radio's broadcast. Who's got that cat? My word. Listen to the band, folks. Listen to the band. I'm going to find whoever's got that cowbell and wrap it around there. You know.
Oh,
Terry, what band was that?
That was the Bucyrus Redmond Marching Band.
Wow, this is just like the Orange Bowl Parade.
Minus the oranges, of course, but...
And being in Florida, we're in Bucyrus, Ohio, of course. Now, here is the cheerleaders from...
It looks like Bucyrus High School, the Redmond Varsity Cheerleading.
Oh, here with that bell again. Who's got that bell?
It's behind, right next to us here.
Who? Where? Well, go tear that thing down. Can't you tell them we're doing a radio show here? We can't have that. Yeah, go break that guy's hand.
Yeah. Every time Bratwurst is ready, I think they ring the bell.
Well, this is not conducive to a radio broadcast here. 7:40 in the... Oh, here we go. Why talk? Hey, stop ringing that bell.
The Cyrus Middle School cheerleader. With a big round of applause from the crowd here.
You know, I just realized we're set up like in the middle of some orange cones. Was there a problem here earlier on? Was there an accident in this area?
This was a crime scene earlier. Somebody tried to...
There's going
to
be a crime scene if that bell keeps ringing.
Somebody tried to steal a bratwurst, I think. And...
Go over there and put an orange cone next to that guy with the bell.
Well, he's back inside working now, so I don't think we'll hear it for the remainder of the parade here. What do we have here?
AEP, American Energy Phosphorus. Now, would you like to give your take on what AEP stands for?
No, because I wouldn't be allowed to say it on the radio what I think they stand for.
No, I'm talking about the acronym.
Yes, it stands for American Electric Power.
Oh, so you don't go jive with what I said? Who's this? We got the Junior Fair Royalty here.
Crawford County Junior Fair Royalty.
I hear another band. Or is that music? That's country music. All right. Oh, it's This Land Was Made for You and Me. All right. Maybe we should start ringing the bell again.
Ring the bell.
All right. That was it's the shank of the evening over here, folks. We have reached that part of the evening that's known as the shank of the evening. Did you know that, Sean?
The shank? No, I never heard of that.
The shank of the evening is when we have about 20 minutes left in the broadcast and the sun is going down on Bucyrus, Ohio, as the parade has been strong and fruitful and powerful and boisterous.
That's right.
Yeah. What happened to those football players?
I think they're manning their booth down there. They might have gotten busy, but I didn't. They said that.
Highly unlikely.
Well, we have the Crawford County Antique.
The Crawford County Antique Association is right here.
Go ahead. Now, I'm confused here, but that was the Crawford County Antique Float, and it had all senior citizens. Are they saying the senior citizens are the antiques? Or, hey, here's someone from Aveda. We can ask them about these balloons.
Well, it's Aveda people, and they got their balloons on. Who's passing by now? What the hell? They can just whack me in the head with a balloon.
There's the
VFW. Oh, my word. This is the danger zone to be in. You got bells and balloons. Bells and balloons and Bucyrus here.
The Aladdin Shriners are here.
Can they bring their little cars?
No, it looks like they're on some lawn chairs on the back of a wagon.
All right. My, oh, my. What time is it? 7:39 WWGH time. Oh, now here comes some music by the Shriners. I always like this. This is good old-fashioned Irish music. Take a listen, folks. Bring it to your home, WWGH Radio.
Scottish. The bagpipes.
Thank you. I just saw somebody got shot right here in the side. Oh, my word. No. It was a balloon pop. Excuse me. Oh, it's like a mob hit here in Bucyrus right now. Shot was just shot. He's laying here on the ground, gone.
Orange cones all over.
Orange cones, it's over. Whoa, that was like a shotgun. Here's the Shriners. You know what that song was? That was the Ballad of the Green Beret.
Remember the Shrine, the parade and the pop festival, they had to get out the cars, right?
They couldn't bring the cars over here to Bucyrus.
Yeah, it's so close.
Now remember, there'll be another parade tomorrow night, so if you're missing out on this parade, you can jump in your car and drive over here tonight. You'll want to get a spot, so you probably want to come over here tonight with your sleeping bag and sleep here on South Sandusky Avenue overnight so you have a good spot for tomorrow's parade. That's what I would do if I was you. I can't tell you what to do back in Bucyrus, Ohio. But I do know that, you know, it sounds like there's somebody got taken in the alley back here, and I don't know what's going on. It's amazing what's going on. Who would have thought there would have been this type of action in Bucyrus, Ohio? Now, we are here between the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival office. Oh, here comes the cars. I see the little cars. Take a... Well, I think I hear the little cars. What those horns are? What's those horns? I think they're coming. I think the cars are coming.
Yeah, they are here. Dude.
Well, do you got your camera out for this? This is something to see. Holy moly. Holy Toledo, folks. The little cars are here.
Like a sock?
Do a lot of tremendous work. You know, they just are a group that should be high praised and well spoken of.
They should, yes.
And we salute them as WWGH Radio broadcasts live from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival right on up through the top of the hour, 8 p.m. tonight.
It is 7:44 p.m.
And we're still live, folks. Scott Spears, Terry Tackett, and Sean Kraft right here. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM on your dial. Wow. It is a scene of magnificence here in Bucyrus, Ohio. Whoa! So, apparently a picture is trying to be taken.
Oh, no. That means me don't do pictures.
Me don't do pictures. What the kind of language was that?
That's the old...
me don't understand.
Me don't... That was some kind of Chinese or something?
Gibberish. It was gibberish.
Gibberish?
Gibberish. How we sounded back in Marion, Ohio. My voice is just about at the end of its rope after this two-hour broadcast. We hope you've enjoyed it, but we're going to stay on through 8. We're not going anywhere. For love nor money, for high nor low, for up nor down, we will not leave Bucyrus, Ohio until the parade. Oh, funnel cakes over there. We love the funnel cakes. What do you think? No, what? You get it on a 30-second delay? All right. You don't love funnel cakes?
I like elephant ears better.
Because they're parts of your family?
No, that's not true. That's not true at all.
That was good. Good old-fashioned jokes here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. C-C-A-J. C-C-H-S. You know what that stands for, don't you?
So what's it stand for?
Junior Varsity CCHS.
Oh, okay. I think the parade demos to the end.
Well, we're not at our end yet. We're live here. We're live in Bucyrus, Ohio, with the good people of Bucyrus and this great, great community, which is wonderful.
That's right.
And once again, we have to thank these people in Bucyrus for letting us come over here and do what we've done for the last 2 solid hours. You're not going to find radio like this anywhere. When this show's over, there will be ample opportunity to review what has been done here tonight, and it is tremendous, to be sure. I think I'm the only one here left. That's all you're hearing. It's me. The others were shot earlier on in a terrible accident that happened here. It was horrible, but I was ugly. Oh, they've resumed themselves.
Well, I was getting a few photos of some of the entertainment here in the parade. Some great bands and just great floats, and so we'll have those posted hopefully tonight.
You know, it's a possibility.
You know, it's been like probably 6 or 7 years since I've been here at the Bucyrus Festival.
I was looking down the causeway here, and
Midway.
And I think the Bucyrus is a lot bigger than the Marion Popcorn Festival.
I don't know. I can't say for sure.
I mean, because it goes like way down there.
It's a big midway.
Absolutely so.
Now, you know what my favorite fair food here is, don't you? It's a trivia question.
What is it?
French waffles.
Are you going to get you one?
I don't know. I don't see the stand nearby. Now, Terry consumed some bratwurst earlier on. How were they?
Wonderful. Thank you to Schmidt's Schmidt's Bratwurst for those. They were tremendous.
Schmidt's Bratwurst was right on top of it tonight, doing everything that needed to be done. Now, if you're going to be somewhere tonight, if you're going to be out, this is where you want to be. Who? What is that song?
Galleon.
I told you shouldn't eat those bratwurst.
The Galleon Tiger Cats.
The Galleon Tiger Cats passing by.
And now who we got here? It looks like the Galleon High School cheerleaders coming.
Being towed around by Hensley Towing and Recovery.
Yeah, it looks like I thought I seen earlier. It looked like the middle school football team was headed up this way.
North Central State College coming by. A lot of kids enrolled there in the agriculture program.
They produce a lot of students every year in different agricultural programs.
Now, what is the time, Sean? Give us the time and temp.
I don't know. It's hot, but I don't know what the temperature is. 7:49
in beautiful Bucyrus, Ohio. We've been on the air since 6:15 p.m. tonight. P.M.
If they want to know the temp, they'll have to listen to the minute with Zach
Fuller, the weatherman.
Yeah.
Who does a tremendous job?
Weatherman extraordinaire.
He has relatives who live in Bucyrus, Ohio.
Or Marshall McPeak's here. He could ask him.
Marshall McPeak was here. Why didn't you flag him down and say, what's the temp, Marshall? Marshall was on the Exchange Club at one point. Do you remember that?
Yes, that's right. He was.
He was.
Yeah.
I believe with Chuck White. I remember that. Exactly correct.
We have a salute to veterans here. We have some retired veterans and...
Yeah, I know. I wanted to cross.
That's always great for their service. And
thing we can certainly say is that Bucyrus is a beautiful city, a beautiful place to raise your kids and your family, to find a girl or a guy, whichever floats your boat, and get married and enjoy yourself and live out your life here in a beautiful community with a lot of nice people and a lot of good bratwurst and sauerkraut and Worcestershire sauce and really, really good German potato salad, which is potato salad that is not served cold. This is Buckeye Cheer Central. Are you fired up?
Oh, me?
Are you awake?
A little. Yes. Wild on my mind, but yes.
It's been a day. Now, I never saw Ken and Mary, the famous polka singers.
Yeah, I didn't. I haven't seen those yet. I don't know if they're here or if we've just missed them or what. I haven't seen them.
Are they here? Are they there? Are they anywhere? Are they up? Are they down? Are they all around? We don't know.
Hey, what happened to the old Kroger cart? Remember the Kroger cart?
That was in the Popcorn Festival, not the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival.
No, I mean, they don't have that in the Popcorn Festival anymore either.
Whatever happened to it?
I don't know. I wasn't in charge.
I guess we need to research that, find out what happened to it.
I'm sure it's in the scrapyard. It ended up in the scrapyard. Now, we do have some thank yous to give out here. We want to thank Schmitz.
Schmitz, Bratwurst, and Bahama Mamas. Thank you.
We want to thank the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival office, who gave us a tremendous setup here. Right on the midway, as you can tell, as a, what is that truck filled with? Grain.
I hear the bus.
Grain truck.
Huh? You hear the...
Maybe they'll start ringing that bell again. All right. Hey, right before we wrap up the show here, we've got Mike Wilson, who hosts the Mike Wilson Show every Monday, 5, 10 to 6 p.m. Have you been listening to this broadcast, Mike?
It's been too noisy here. I haven't been able to.
You always say yes. When somebody asks you, say yes, and it's a wonderful broadcast.
I have been listening, and it's a wonderful broadcast. If you haven't been listening, you missed it.
You missed it. Now, what's your favorite part about the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival?
The food.
How do you have your bratwurst?
I actually had a brat stromboli today.
What is that?
Well, it's a stromboli with bits of brat and sauerkraut and cheese, and it was really good.
A bratwurst with bits of sauerkraut and cheese. Now, did you have any German potato salad?
No. Nine.
I don't think there's any left. Terry ate it all. He ate it all. He went crazy on the German potato salad. So what does the Bratwurst Festival mean to you each and every year when it comes to town?
Well, it means a lot of noise, a lot of people, a lot of fun, and you get to see the community out coming together for this big event.
Now, who was the queen this year, the queen of the dirndls?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think it was Jessica Aroni.
McEldowney.
McEldowney. Where are we on the time here, Sean?
5 minutes.
5 minutes? Oh, man. We're in the home stretch here of this broadcast from the Bratwurst Festival that came on a little after 6 o'clock tonight and has been strong all the way through. Now, what's been your favorite part of this program, Terry?
The Bratwurst from Schmitz.
The food.
Yes.
The food. Now, Mike, you go ahead and get on any of the rides down here?
I did not. I think I'm too tall for some of them, actually.
What kind of rides do they have down there? We haven't been down that far.
There are a lot down there. There's the slides, we're going down with the potato sacks. There's some, I really didn't pay attention. There are several rides down there. I can't tell you.
Now, have you spent much time in Bucyrus over the years?
Well, my grandparents lived right down here on Warren Street for many, many years. So, yes, I did, in my younger days, spend time on these streets.
Now, what was Bucyrus like 30 years ago?
It was kind of getting run down at that time, and I think there's been a wonderful revitalization of the downtown Bucyrus, and folks, you need to come out and see it.
It's tremendous.
Do you think that this Bratwurst Festival has helped with the revitalization of the downtown, or?
Oh, definitely. It brings people down to see what's here. As a matter of fact, we're standing almost in front of my cousin's tattoo parlor right back here, which the Tattoo Factory. She's a wonderful artist, so Terry, if you get one, I'll consider it.
Your relative owns the Tattoo Factory?
Yes, she does.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, what do you call an artist who does? Is it still an art, a tattoo artist, or what do they call them?
That's what I would call them, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's tremendous. Now, have you seen Brody?
I did, actually, riding in the parade a little bit ago.
You know, what I find great about this festival, as year number two we've been broadcasting from over here, is the communal spirit in Bucyrus. It is a real town that has a real small town America feel that took downtown and revitalized it and made it something. And they're proud of their town and they're proud of everything.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Scott. And if you get a chance, still come out tonight or come out tomorrow. It's still going on Saturday. And another parade tomorrow night as well.
Absolutely. Now, where are we on the time here, Sean? 4 minutes still to go on the WWGH clock before we wrap over here. Now, Mike, who's on the show Monday?
Oh, it's going to be a good show. We're going to have some folks there from Marka Industries to talk about some things going on out of Marka. And the Tall Grass Trails is soon going to have bikes that they can transport developmentally disabled folks on, and we're going to have somebody on to talk about that. So make sure you're listening Monday starting at about 5:10 to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH.
And last week you had Ghost Hunters.
We did, and I heard that show again yesterday, and it was a good show. I enjoyed it.
It was a good show. Now we're approaching the 3-minute mark here before we hit the top of the hour here, and again we want to thank the people of Bucyrus and all of the kindnesses they were able to do for us during this year's broadcast. And we can't wait to do it again next year, because this is an event we like to come to. We like the people. We like the camaraderie. We like the friendship. We like everything about Bucyrus, Ohio. Everything but that bell that they kept ringing during this broadcast. Everything else was great.
Yes, it was. I mean, it's just a wonderful atmosphere here. You know, people are just seem to be enjoying it, not getting angry, things like that. Just enjoying a small town festival.
You know, Tony Paco's has hot dogs, and Bucyrus has bratwurst.
Bratwurst.
What did I say?
You said brat.
I think it's okay to say bratwurst, isn't it?
A brat is an unruly child or Terry Tackett.
See, just when we had no arguments during this broadcast, here in the final 2 minutes, you caused dissension. Bratwurst or bratwurst?
Bratwurst.
Bratwurst. He said bratwurst.
Oh, well.
2-1, I win.
Okay, are we running down on our time there? About 1 minute?
1 minute left to go. Boy, this has been the WWGH team over here in beautiful Bucyrus, Ohio. We certainly thank Terry Tackett and Sean Kraft and Mike Wilson for being a part of this broadcast. And it is live. Hi, folks, you've got to remember, we're sitting on the streets of Bucyrus, Ohio right now. So anything that happens and everything that happens, you're getting a picture of right here. And I know that everybody who comes out tomorrow will enjoy themselves and they'll have a great time. Just the greatest time as we had tonight. As the sun is setting on Bucyrus, Ohio, and parade number one, where are we?
30 seconds.
All right. As the sun sets on Bucyrus, Ohio, on this first night of the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, the sun is setting on this Bratwurst Festival broadcast. We've had a tremendous time. Thank you, 107.1 FM, WWGH, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Mike Wilson, Scott Spears, saying have a great night and enjoy yourself.